not for the other person. Forgiveness is good for you. Because when we don't forgive ourselves, we are shutting ourselves on the foot. It's just like you drink poison, you're mad at somebody, you drink poison expecting that person is going to die. Forgiveness ultimately is good for us. For one, the Lord says if we don't forgive people, God will not forgive us. And tomorrow is not granted to us. Can you imagine? I often think about this. And sometimes it's tough, but I don't have a problem forgiving people just because I think about this in this way. Can you imagine you get so mad at somebody and you go to bed and you sleep mad and then you don't make it next morning without forgiving that person? Aha. That's serious stuff. So attitudes can influence in our health and I believe in the longevity of days. Number one. One of the tips that God gives to us to being in health is get rid of envy. You may say, I'm not envious. Praise God for that. So why did you put this here? I don't know. The boss told me to put it here. So if the boss told me to put it in here, he has his reason. And you know, I've learned early that to obey is better than sacrifice. You may not be envious of somebody's cars or house, maybe just of the attention that they have in church, at work, in school, or even among the family. Mom and dad always give more attention to my sister. Are you with me here? Yeah, she always loved them best, right? Well, the Bible says that we should get rid of envy. Listen to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17 and verse 18. Don't for a minute envy careless rebels. Instead, soak yourself in the fear of God. What? Don't for a minute. You're not allowed to be envious for not even a minute. Of careless rebels. What do you mean?
I understand, preacher. You keep preaching these words here at the Bible and whatnot. But I know Sister Mavis, she's from another church. She's all over the place. She's messing all over the place and nothing happened to her. And here am I to church trying to do what the Bible says and my life is a mess.
Don't be envious of Sister Mavis or any other careless rebels. Mm-mm. No, 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 no. Envy in itself is not a good stuff. You know, I always thought from the get-go, I wasn't even a believer. What is mine, it will come to me. End of story. And sometimes we get bent out of shape with envy. Come on, let's get real here. The Bible says, don't be envious. I wouldn't be envious for nothing, much less for rebel people that care less about God.
Oh, I wish I had all the money that Will Smith have.
What for?
We should be happy to have the God that Will Smith don't have.
You know, it's just ways to put different things.
All right, preacher, what's next? Give them verse 18. Watch this.
You shouldn't be envious for anybody, much less the careless people. But instead of being envious, soak yourself in the care of God because that's where your futures lie. Now, Brother Harry, can you put both of them together? Verses 17 and 18. Don't for a minute envy careless rebels. Instead, soak yourself in the fear of God. Why? That's where your future lies. Then you won't be left with an armload of nothing. My Lord. So, you know, one of the ways to keep ourselves happy and healthy is not to be envious of anybody else or whatever they have. Give me the New Living Translation here, brother. Same scripture. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. Envy will cause us to be disappointed in the end. You know, when you go back, the same chapter to verse 16, the Bible says that God will rejoice when we say the right words. Watch this. Well, let's read it. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. What does it got to do with anything? Don't be envious. Don't start talking, I wish I had what sister so-and-so has, brother so-and-so has. I wish I could be like them. No, don't be envious for none of that stuff. Soak yourself in the care of God, because that's where the fear of God, that's where your future is. When we fear God, God will make sure that everything that we need and some will come our way. When we are envious, we cannot see what is right because our perspective of life is distorted. We wish to be somebody else or like somebody else. And when we start talking about this, it's not right. It's messed up. So cut off the envy. Soak yourself in the fear of God. Your future lies in there. And when you start talking about yourself through God's eyes and through God's perspective, God will rejoice when you start saying what is right about yourself. May I have the Message Bible here? I didn't check on this one. My heart will dance and sing to the tuneful truth you will speak. You get that?
Yes.
When we start looking at ourselves in God's perspective and start envying people, when they start talking about ourselves the way that God talks about us, the way that God thinks about us, God says, my heart will dance and sing to the tuneful truth you will speak. So what you saying, preacher? Cut it off. Is that any root of envy? Forget about it. Start speaking about yourself the same way that God does. Start looking at yourself the same way that God does. Let's move. Number two, live a peaceful life and have a sound mind. Some people are always fussing about something. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 30, tells us, a sound mind makes for a robust body, but runaway emotions corrode the bones. People get so bent out of shape with so little that they let their emotions get the best out of them. You know, when our emotions is getting the best out of us, you better be ready, you're going to have some bone pain. Where? I don't know, in the joints. But the book says that a sound mind, a mind that is talking straight, a mind that is not taken away, swept by runaway emotions, will cause you to have a robust body, not fat, strong body. Healthy body. But when we allow our emotions to get the best out of us, you better get ready, because the bones are going to complain. Give me the NLT here, brother. A peaceful heart leads to a Look at the person close to you and say, stop fussing. You're going to be healthy. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Some people will make sure that they are the warmonger in the family. They are the warmonger at work. They are the troublemakers, the warmonger in church. Cut it off. Quit it. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. The more we fuss, the more we fight, the more we complain, the sickier we will get. Then he goes on to say, jealousy is like cancer on the bones. Did you notice that both scripture speaks about bones? Envy will cause bone disease. Now we learn that jealousy will give cancer on the bone. Yikes. What's the difference between envy and jealousy? Jealousy is that evil desire to have something that somebody else has. And when I can't get it, I'll make sure that I will crush that person. If I can't have it, you can't have either. Envy is basically the same thing, but in a lighter tone. You will be talking nonsense, but you will not be looking towards the destruction of your fellow man. Folks, the Bible tells us to have a peaceful heart. Are you with me?
Yes.
To have a peaceful life, a sound mind. In order to be healthy, avoid jealousy and you will never have bone disease. So are you saying that all bone disease is a result of jealousy? Don't put words in my mouth. I'm repeating what the scripture says. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Plain and simple. So ways to live help, to live healthy. Have a peaceful heart. Stop fussing about everything. Start complaining about everything. Some people, I can't stand praying with them because they are boring. Their prayers is always complaining about something. Well, could you fast for a month at least of complaint? Complainers will have a hard time to spend a week without complaining about something. I'm going to challenge you this morning. Jesus fasted for 40 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
There was a purpose for this. We're not going to go there now. I am challenging you today to try for 40 days not to complain about anything. At the end of 40 days, tell me about your health.
Well, if I don't complain, that thing is going to be inside. I'm going to explode. You're already making plans.
So when the time comes and you're about to be mad about something, praise the Lord. You shout, praise the Lord. And then it's boiling up. I love my Jesus. He is my Savior. You know what I mean? Start singing. On the maddest time, start singing. I challenge you, today's the 16th, right? So March the 16th, March the 26th. Try from today till March the 26th to go a day or every day without getting mad. And let's see what that will do to your body. Amen? A peaceful heart leads to healthy body. And it's implied here that jealousy, it will cause some people not to be peaceful. They'll be mad. Say, no. Jealousy will give cancer on the bones. You know, when we have a, a, I'm writing right now a pastor's desk, and I'm even thinking about preaching about it. The grasshopper spirit, or the grasshopper mentality. Grasshopper mentality, what is this? It's a destructive mentality. The Israelites saw themselves as grasshoppers. When we have that grasshopper mentality, there is a destruction on the path. There's a destruction on the way. Folks, it's much smarter to live a peaceful heart, to have a peaceful heart. That will give us a healthy body. It's much smarter to get rid of jealousy before it becomes cancer in our bones. Are we together here? Yes. Number three. Instead of being jealous, be devout to your God. In 1 Timothy 6:6, tells us that it pays dividends to be devout to God. Read it with me. A devout life does bring wealth. But it's the rich simplicity of being yourself before God. So instead of being jealous and mad at the whole world and mad at somebody because of they have and develop bone cancer, devote all that energy towards God. Be devout to God. Because when we are devout to God, it will bring wealth, which in turn will get rid of the jealousy. Usually people are jealous of others because somebody has something that you don't have. Am I correct here? Yes. So what you're saying? Be devout to God. The life of devotion and being yourself before God will cause the wealth to come because God will be happy with your attitude. Didn't go very well. Amen. Let's continue. Number four, stop being grumpy. Be cheerful all the time. I thought you just spoke about this. No. Proverbs 17:22 says that we should be cheerful at all times. Read it with me. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom. Why is it bone keep coming time and after time after time after time? Are you with me here? So he says a cheerful disposition is good for your health. Which means instead of being grumpy and fussing and cussing and mad all the time, be happy. Be cheerful. Be glad. I'm challenging you again. 40 days without being mad. Let's see what it will do to our health. Especially those of us who have joint problems. Bone problems. Be cheerful. Be happy. Cut it off being grumpy. Some people, you're going to approach them to talk. What? God bless you. Thank you. Are you with me here? A cheerful, the word here is disposition. It's your attitude. You can choose to be cheerful. You can choose to be happy. And you can choose to be mad. What do you mean? Gloom and doom leaves you bone tired. So I would add to this thing, try to look the good side of life just for 40 days. Have you ever met somebody that when you say something, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is the negative side of every situation? That's gloom and doom behavior. I mean, give somebody the right of doubt. You know, choose to look at the situation in the good side first. Well, just to break my heart lately. Why are you breaking your heart? Because your heart is on the wrong place. Your heart should be in God. God said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. So if your heart is in God, you won't have broken heart because it's already in God. But sometimes we make that we have that tendency to always see the negative side of all things. I know a lady that her son went to school, and she said to this boy, A is the minimum that is accepted on this house. I said, wow. Nothing less than A, you're going to be spanked. But we go only to A, she said, no, you can get A plus. Just like the Jewish mother looked at 8-year-old boy and said, well, I don't think I'm asking too much for you to get me a Nobel Prize after all we did for you. Now, for heaven's sake, you're talking to an 8-year-old boy and you're already asking for a Nobel Prize. So people are always pushing. They always look the other side of the stuff. No, let's change your disposition. Let's be cheerful. Let's see the good in things. When we have that kind of attitude, it's good to our health. People that are always mad and grumpy about things, they live in a glooming type of life. They're always tense. They have nerves breakdown. Are you with me here? And it will leave them bone tired. Amen? Let's continue. Number 5, always have good motives on the back of your mind. And no double talk. What do you mean always have good motives on the back of your mind? Stop looking and seeing bad in everything. I mean, for goodness sake. Let's go to Proverbs 17:20. A bad motive can't achieve a good end. Double talk brings you double trouble. Well, you want to be healthy? Have a healthy attitude in everything that you do. Oh, I'm not going to go to Washington, D.C. because it's going to rain and I'm going to catch a cold. Bad attitude. Bad motive. Bad motive. That's not good. Well, preacher, I'm not coming to church this season because everybody's cold. And I don't want to get a cold. Bad motive, bad attitude. A bad motive can achieve no good end. Can't achieve a good end. If we get into this thing already with a bad attitude, why in the world do you expect to get anything good out of it? You already have a bad attitude about this thing anyway. So what kind of preaching is this, preacher? Hey, we got to change some of this lousy behavior that we have. And some of us grew up with most of this nonsense. The Bible says a bad motive cannot achieve a good end. And some of us have this problem of double talking. I know y'all don't have this. It's a church down the street. But some of the folks have this problem of double talking. You know what? When you have a double talking problem, you will get in double trouble. So what do we do? What you're saying? Avoid this kind of stuff. May I have the New Living Translation here, brother? Let me say something. The crooked heart will not prosper. The lying tongue tumbles into trouble. Are we together? 6. Rid yourself of hidden practices. What do you mean hidden practices? Sin. What? Are you saying that church people have hidden sins? I could tell you now at least the name of 50 people that I know that call themselves Christians, some of them in leadership position, that watch Playboy Channel. I can tell you a handful of Christian people that are in church who claim to be authority in church and they are watching horror movies every week. And they think nobody knows about it. Then it will hit them really hard. I think God is telling us, rid yourself of hidden sins. Listen to Psalm 38:3. When do we have hidden sins in our life? I've lost 20 pounds in... Why? What are you talking about? What? Get rid of those hidden sins. It will affect your bones. Watch this. May I have the New Living Translation, brother? Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. So why would God be angry at somebody? Because you have sinned that have not confessed. My whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. Now, looking in Hebrew language, this thing here says, because of something bad that I did and refused to confess, refused to put away. So, folks, if we want to have healthy bodies, healthy lives, let's walk in obedience to God so He won't be angry at us. If God is angry at you, you're going to be sick. And He says, the bones are breaking because the sins haven't been confessed. Let's get rid of those practices that displease God. You know, I like when David said, create in me a pure heart. And renew a right spirit within me. And then he goes on to say, do not cast me away from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew a right spirit within me. So sometimes there are things that we grew up doing, and it became so common that we don't realize that things like this causes God to be upset. Are you with me so far? So another way to remain healthy, get rid of hidden practices. It doesn't pay off. Brother, can you give me the nearly inspired version on this scripture here? I'm curious. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sins. Would you say that it's fair to say that when we have hidden sins, it will cause even our bones to be sick? Would you agree with me? So the antidote is, let's get rid of hidden practices. Somebody came to our congregation 1.5 years ago. And within 3 services, the person came to me and said, I am a prophetess. I said, good for you. I have some words from the Lord I want to give to the church. I said, no, ma'am. Excuse me? No, ma'am. Oh, I am a prophetess. I said, you're a prophetess, whatever you were, not in here. The person is just looking at me and said, what is this? What do you mean, what is this? I'm telling you that I'm a prophet and the Lord has some word. Then go prophesy in front of the supermarket. Once you prophesy in front of the supermarket and your message is confirmed, the Bible says people will know that truly, truly you are a prophet of God. Well, actually, it's more than 2.5 years. Person get upset, left church. We came to find out 3 months later that that same prophet was having an affair while married with a preacher in Silver Spring. Then I'm thinking, how dare you have the guts to live a life like this? Lo and behold, the same prophetess called me this past week, asked me to pray because she has been diagnosed with bone disease. There was another one that came last week. Came for three times. Person come to me and say, "Do you remember me?" Say, "Nope." You don't know who I am? Nope. You don't know who I am? Say, nope. I look at thousands of people every year. It's hard for me to keep track. I'm so and so and so. Okay. Do you remember Mr. So and so and so? Said yes. How was his girlfriend? Ah. I still don't remember, but now I can connect you. And then the person looked at me and said, "I am a miracle. I am a healer." I said, "Good for you. I can heal people." I said, "Good for you." And she walked in with a cane. She said, "What's wrong with you?" "My bones, they're hurting down there." "But you know, I'm a healer." I said, "Good for you. Man, you're a healer. Why don't you start healing yourself?" Come to find out, that healer person was living together with her boyfriend. "Because of your rest, there is no health in my body." There are people in the Church of the Living God claiming to be this, that, and the other who are actually living in sin. And you know what? When that happens, there's going to be no health in their body. I asked one of these so-called dollar store miracle workers and prophets, "If you are living with the person, why haven't you married yet?" "Well, I don't know if it's going to work." "What? We're going to take it easy. We're going to live together for a year or two and then see if we are compatible. Then we'll take the next step." So that's a prophet of Baal. A false healer and miracle worker. "Because of your wrath, there is no health in my bone. My bones have soundness because of my sin." So what you're saying, preacher? I'm not saying that you have a hidden sin in your life. Just in case, if there's something out there that needs to be rid of, get rid of it. So you can have a healthy body. Right? Healthy body. And sound bones. Say amen.
Amen.
Now the next one may blow you away. Number 7. Be careful with rash language and cutting remarks. I know y'all don't have this problem. But have you met some of the church people? They are just like a taskmaster. Anytime you say something, they are ready to come at you, swing at you with some harsh words and cutting remarks. Have you ever met somebody like that? This past month, I don't go to Facebook because I get upset the way that they have this thing done. I better watch how I say this thing here. The way that Facebook is designed is basically to keep you captive to it. You don't have the ability to exercise your thinking power on your own. And I get upset because I don't like people manipulating my thoughts. It's one of the things that I love dearly, is my thinking power. So I don't go often to Facebook because most of the time I get upset. But this past week, there was a message that kept blinking. It became so annoying that I just slide. And there was a chart about a story of this godly man. He works. His wife works, and they had a 10-year-old daughter. So mother came from work and she had had a bad day. Daughter came from school and is waiting for dinner. And then daddy came some half an hour later. So mama, because she had a bad day, instead of cooking, she gets some toast, put it on the toaster, get the peanut butter and jelly, and some coffee and put it on the table. When she picked up the toast, it is burned. Daughter saw that, and she is waiting to see what will be daddy's reaction. And mom is grumpy in there because of the miserable day she had. So daddy picked up the toast, and he put his jelly and peanut butter, and then he said, "It's actually delicious, honey." The daughter is looking, and now she's intrigued. Mama didn't say anything. So time comes to go to bed. He goes to put his daughter to bed, as it's supposed to be done. Daughter couldn't take it. "Daddy, I got a question for you." "Yes, sweetheart, what is it?" "Do you really like burnt toast?" Daddy said, "No." But mama had had a very difficult day today. He kissed the girl and said goodnight. 20 years went by. And this young lady saying that only now she understands that sometimes a soft word can go a long way, while a harsh word will take a lifetime to heal. Are you with me here? A person who talks sense is honored. Airheads are held in contempt. Are you with me so far? Be careful with harsh words. Brother, let me have the New Living Translation here. Watch this. "A sensible person wins admiration, but a warped mind is despised." Be careful. Be careful with harsh language. Can I go back to the New Living, the Message Bible? "A person who talks sense is honored. Airheads are held in contempt." I have another scripture that I'm missing here right now. I'm missing right now. Brother Harry, can you give me Proverbs 3, 7, and 8? "Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life." I missed. That's not the scripture I was looking for. But I have Proverbs 12, 8 here. We're going to leave it there. And then I'm missing the verse on number 8. I'll give you next week. But I want to wrap up by telling you this. At the end of the day, we don't know it all. Having a bad attitude when things doesn't go our way, it will only cause us to be sick. At the end of the day, we don't know what is going inside somebody else's heads. Having a bad attitude will cause us to be sick. At the end of the day, we don't know the future. We don't know what God is holding up for us. Having a bad attitude will only cause us to be sick. Therefore, instead of being mad, don't assume that you know it all. Sometimes we get mad at a brother in church or at a family member or a co-worker, assuming that this is what they're thinking, or that's how they're going to come at us. No, 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 no. If there is questions on the way of somebody's behavior, run to God. But don't give the devil a place to cause you to assume something that has nothing to do with the entire situation. When we run to God instead of assuming things, it says that our body will glow with health. Don't assume. Go with the program. It says your bones will vibrate with life. Did you notice the bone stuff keep coming?
Yes.
So what you're saying, preacher? I'm challenging you today to choose life. I'm challenging you today to choose health, to choose happiness. I'm challenging you today to agree with God that you're supposed to be in prosperity and in health. This is God's ways of seeing you. Therefore, there's no need to be jealous, envious of anybody. There's no need to be mad. We all know 3 John 1 that says that a wish above all things that you be in health and that you prosper as your soul prospers. Interesting enough, how could a soul prosper? Well, all these things we are talking about are things related to your soul. So make the choice of life. Make the choice of blessings. Make the choice of happiness. Don't go around assuming the worst in every situation. Don't assume that somebody else had a bad intention. Well, what if I get disappointed? So what? Dust it off. Get up and fall and go on. By assuming that things will go bad, the Bible says that it's bad. It's better to run for God than run to the assumption that things are evil. And when we run to God, our body will glow with health. Our bones will vibrate with life. So, in Deuteronomy 30:19 is the last verse of the day. It's a challenge for you and I. Read it with me. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your children will live. Many of the adults that we counsel in our church tells me how grumpy their dad was. How harsh their mom was. And they grew up to be grumpy and harsh people too. When we choose life, when we choose not to assume things, but choose to look at ourselves the same way that God does, our children will pick on this. Are we together here?
Yes.
Our children will pick on this. Because you're so vibrant about life, because you have chosen life and you want to enjoy all that life has to offer you, your children will see that and they'll be willing to have what you have. You remember the Catholic people? They don't have a clue about Catholicism. But when you try to witness to them, what's the first thing they say? I'm Catholic. No, you're not. Oh, I am Catholic. So I asked them, what is the 7 pillars of Catholicism? Huh? What are the 7 pillars of Catholicism? Oh, I don't know what you're saying, but I am Catholic. Are you with me here? How did you get to that point? Oh, my mom is Catholic. My dad is Catholic. My parents, grandparents were Catholic. They picked it up. Only and only and only if we might choose life, if we might choose blessings, and we talk about it, our children might pick on that too. Amen?
Amen?
So let's fix our attitude, our behavior. Let's not assume the worst. Let us not be grumpy. Let's have a peaceful life. Huh? Let's try to spend 40 days without being upset or mad at anything. I mean, try it. I challenge you. Let's do it for 40 days.
Amen.
What if I messed up? Lord, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I'm going to start it again. Oh, I'm going to continue. Don't give up. Well, but I messed up one day. Ask God forgiveness and continue the challenge.
Amen.
You will notice that you're going to even sleep better. God bless you.
Take a note in your agenda on your phone.